a shuttered firehouse in Norristown is being reborn as a distillery. Five Saints Distilling is now pouring its own vodka and hopes to bring more foot traffic to Montgomery County's seat. Rob Zawatsky reports.
This is in Celsius, so we're at 77.6 degrees. We have to get it up to 90 degrees. That's a point where that corn really starts to break down. Then we're going to let it sit there for a couple hours.
John George is a recently retired pharmaceutical company executive. He felt like it was too late to get in on the craft beer boom, but is hoping to cash in on handmade spirits. On this day, the trained pharmacist is overseeing a batch of triple distilled vodka, the first alcohol being produced by Five Saints Distilling. It's located in the converted Humane Fire Engine Company building, which closed down in 2013 for lack of volunteers. When George was scouting for a location to build his distillery, he admits Norristown was not his first choice.
And we didn't feel that in a lot of other places. They went out of their way to make us feel wanted.
George credits Jane Moussonier, the planning director for Norristown, with helping Five Saints find its home. She says it's taken some time, but new businesses are finally moving into the area. In 2015, 24 new businesses were started in Norristown. Moussonier says all but one are still open. This year, the municipality has already welcomed 28 new businesses. Moussonier knows Norristown is competing for consumer dollars with neighboring areas like King of Prussia, Plymouth Meeting, and Conshohocken. She says by offering consumers something unique like Five Saints Distilling, people will have a reason to try Norristown.
We want to see more restaurants. We want to see more boutique-ish type of stores. We want to have type of commerce that will draw people in.
What makes the distillery unique isn't just the location. When George purchased the building, the fire company agreed to donate memorabilia and artifacts from the firehouse's more than 150-year history on the condition the items be displayed for the public. So when the fire trucks pulled out, the Norristown Fire Department left behind pictures, dress uniforms, ceremonial helmets, parade bugles, and a fire pole standing about 20 feet, all to be displayed as museum pieces inside the distillery. Norristown Fire Chief Tom O'Donnell says it was difficult to say goodbye to the Humane Firehouse, but he is happy the building will get put to use.
It's sad to see any volunteer organization that has been in this community for over 150 years to have to close its doors because of lack of membership. But the other important issue is that that closure resulted in an economic opportunity for the community.
Until recently, George had no experience with distilling. He went to Kentucky to enroll at a school billing itself as Moonshine University. So far, the distillery is a very small operation, just a few people. And where did he get the name Five Saints? George says it's to honor five family members who have had the biggest impact on his life. Located on the corner of Main Street and Green Street in Norristown, the distillery has begun pouring its first drinks for the public. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zawatsky.